I think it did go hand in hand with our red zone conversation. And it's tough because Isaiah Pacheco is a fan favorite and has been really effective in his career with the Chiefs. He unfortunately early on suffered that ankle injury and battled back. And maybe that's what we're still talking about here. But I think it's very evident right now when it comes to short yardage situations, Kareem Hunt is the more effective back. I'm not saying Kareem Hunt should be getting 90% of the touches. That's not what I'm saying at all. I think the majority of the touches, it should
60,
be flipped.
40,
flip it backwards.
70, 30, whatever.
It started with Pacheco in the game. I think Kareem Hunt should get the first crack at it in the game Sunday night. Whereas out of the first 6, 7, 8 plays, Pacheco had 4 of the touches. I think it should be reversed. That's all I'm advocating for. And I know the numbers are out there. I think they're a little misleading. You can break it down over the last 6 games since Pacheco returned. I think Carrington put the numbers out.
They're like they have heat, right?
Pacheco has 54 carries and 193 yards, no touchdowns. Hunt has 53 carries, 195 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So almost identical numbers, but the 3 touchdowns. I think in crucial spots, though, who got the carry on the 4th and 1? Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt.
He's the more effective short yardage back. His vision is better when the offensive line maybe isn't the best and there's not a clear hole to go through. So I think Isaiah Pacheco, unfortunately, at this point, it should be a carry split, but it needs to be 60-40 the other way. 60-40 in favor of Kareem Hunt, not Isaiah Pacheco.
This isn't even meant to be in like the long-term nature of things, but this is probably just where we built someone up higher than what they were. Isaiah Pacheco is a perfectly good NFL running back. Kareem Hunt at his peak was a top 5 running back in the NFL. And I think what you see in these short yardage, there's not a lot of room to go situations, that's when you notice.
You look fresh.
You see the vision. You see the movement inside the pocket. You see, you know, like you actually see, you're like, oh yeah, that's why at his peak powers, he was one of the single best running backs in the NFL. And then obviously got himself in trouble. Nobody to blame but himself. Everything else that kind of came after that stuff and so on and so on. But we understand, Gold, why at the time Kareem Hunt is still the peak. And right now, because the offensive line is less good in the run blocking. For the same reasons they're less good in the pass blocking, because of the left tackle related issues, they're not as good in the run game, which means they need someone to take 1 yard and turn it into 3 right now. If this were just a normal game with a healthy offensive line and one we could trust, I'd probably still be leaning towards Pacheco. But because of the nature of the setup of the offense, Kareem Hunt is the more productive back. When I think we watch in the important moments, I think he's better getting in the end zone. He's better in short yardage, which is the time I need the running game if I'm in Kansas City.
Right. And I thought Kareem Hunt having an extra week off, it was huge for him. He looked fresh out there. And the numbers bared it out. I know the last 6 game numbers are very even. But last game, 8 carries for Hunt, 44 yards, 5.5 yards per carry, plus the key touchdown and a key 4th down conversion. Isaiah Pacheco, 5 carries, 18 yards, just didn't have much success. And you can say that's the front of the Texans, fine. I just think Kareem Hunt has shown that's the guy I trust the most right now.
Isn't it weird, though? I think in a way, the running style for Isaiah Pacheco would maybe tell you, if you need a yard, you give it to Pacheco, and he's just going to run downhill, and he's going to get you that yard, where I think the vision point is a good one, where that's kind of just what Pacheco has done. Is not that he doesn't have good vision, but he is a 100 miles an hour downhill. Just give me the ball and I'm going to run you over. Where him not being able to get the yard is interesting, where Kareem Hunt has the shiftiness enough to avoid a tackle, or to, I don't know if it's body control. That might be some of it too, where he knows how to utilize contact to still manage to get a yard or to get a couple more yards extra, where you end up with the 5.5 yards per carry average or whatever it was.
I just think I think some of it is like Kareem stopped, like it looked like it was obviously Pacheco's job at the end because Kareem was cashed. He's, by running back standards, quite old. And like, I know he's not as a real person and everything else. I get it. He's quite a bit younger than me, I'm sure. I don't know his exact age, but I'm sure he's quite a bit younger than me.
Yeah, he's old and washed up, Cody.
But it's like, it's just, he's 29. That's a million years old at running back.
He's
my age,
yeah.
That's a quarterback at Patrick Mahomes' age, not a million years old. A running back, that is, you have been in the league a while. He openly admitted that his body was starting to feel it, and now he feels good because he got a month off of football like everyone else. And so, yeah, Kareem Hunt is fresh and appears to be the better back. What's funny is, I thought at first, when this started trickling in and everybody was watching the game and starting to feel the same thing, I think everyone collectively started to be like, they thought that they were going to have to, like, say something that people weren't agreeing with, like that saying Kareem Hunt deserved to be the number one back in a timeshare still with Isaiah Pacheco, was going to be like heard poorly by Chiefs fans. And it turns out it's the opposite. I feel like anytime we float the idea of Kareem Hunt as the lead back, 90% of Chiefs fans kind of agree in that department now.
Yeah, and it's a credit to Kareem Hunt, but also I think we have to, the injury clearly has played a role here for Pacheco, and maybe that doesn't mean that next year, heading into training camp and everything, that he's not somebody that can have his role and be as effective again. But right now, you're trying to win a Super Bowl, you're trying to three-peat, and he is not the best option at running back currently as it sits today. And in the offseason, they'll have to make decisions anyway. Pacheco will be back. I'm not saying that. He's got another year on his contract. But will they draft another running back? I think they should in the draft next year or bring back somebody else. I know a lot of Chiefs fans will say just bring back Kareem Hunt. I think he's going to get more money than we think in the offseason from somebody despite his age. I don't think the Chiefs will necessarily be in that market.
I think he might be on still a one-year deal, but maybe not backup running back one-year deal here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I could see the Chiefs drafting a running back next year in, you know, fourth plus round or something.
It's almost time where we have to have that honest conversation about Isaiah Pacheco, and it's not even his fault because, like you mentioned,
the way running backs work.
You like that, and also the fact that he got hurt, it might have escalated it or expedited that entire process of, because going into the season, the conversation from, or the thought from you, Gold, was this is probably the last year that we see of peak Isaiah Pacheco, like him being as good as he can be. Shortened season, of course, because of the injury, and we'll see where things go next year, I guess, maybe to confirm if that standpoint is true in regards to, he just isn't the same. But I think you're right in the fact that they're going to definitely look to bring in another running back in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, they'll take another one in the fourth round this year.
I think we found you got to have two. You know. I mean, most teams, unless you have Derrick Henry.
And one can be random veteran, you know?
Yeah, unless it's Derrick Henry, and although they'll use Justice Hill too, and there's very few backs where Saquon Barkley, like, where you're just full go, that's McCaffrey, the guy all year. Yeah, I mean,
like
and
guys, maybe,
most teams
maybe
have a 1-2 punch or try to have a 1-2 punch. That's just where we're at in the NFL. So, yes, that's an offseason conversation, but they will need to have somebody else to complement Isaiah Pacheco or to supplant him or whatever they want to do in the offseason. I still think this injury is playing part of the role here and why Pacheco hasn't looked as effective. And then, yes, they don't have the all-pro playing left guard currently.